Thank you, Brad, and good morning. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 36 in Bridgeville early Wednesday morning. 18-year-old Eureka resident Yesenia Negrete died after she was thrown from a vehicle driven by 22-year-old Marisol Vielmas of Fortuna. Officers determined that Vielmas, the driver, who was headed westbound, lost control of the vehicle after Negrete and a second passenger, 16-year-old Eureka resident Anna Farias, got into an argument. That argument escalated, and Negrete pulled out a canister of pepper spray and sprayed Farias. That distracted Vielmas, who lost control of the truck, which crossed over the double yellow line, ran off the highway, and overturned several times. Both Vielmas and Farias were wearing seatbelts. Negrete was not, and she suffered fatal injuries. The other two were taken to the hospital for treatment of their injuries, and the collision remains under investigation. Arcata police got an assist from the Eureka Police Department in the apprehension of two of three men wanted in connection with a robbery at a Valley West motel on Wednesday morning. The three suspects had engaged the two victims, who had rented a room at the motel, and asked to purchase marijuana from the victims, but they were told they had no marijuana to sell. While distracted by two of the suspects, a third entered the victim's room and began to steal belongings. The victims returned to their room and found the suspect, and a fight ensued. The other two suspects then came to the aid of the third, and all three men fled the scene in a GMC truck. That truck was later spotted at Mid-City Motor World, and Eureka police were contacted. They arrived and arrested 25-year-old John Smith and Brian Newcomb of Hoopa, and both men were turned over to Arcata police and booked into jail on robbery charges. The third suspect, described only as a black male adult with dreadlocks known as Melvin, remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. The county SWAT team, rangers from the Forest Service, Trinity County deputies, and CERT team members served a search warrant at a marijuana grow on federal lands in the Bear Creek drainage area on the Humboldt-Trinity County line on Tuesday. Deputies seized more than 5,000 growing marijuana plants from the gardens and also located an armed suspect at the site, 21-year-old Andres Montes de Coa of Mexico. Along with the marijuana, deputies also seized rodenticides and carbofuran, a chemical banned for use in the United States. Montes de Coa was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, and he's also been arrested and deported on previous occasions. And firefighters continued their battle against the Butler Fire, burning near Sawyer's Bar, a blaze burning in both the Klamath and Six Rivers National Forests and threatening homes along the Salmon River. The Butler Fire has burned more than 12,000 acres, but officials report the fire is 55% contained, with full containment a possibility by Sunday. Evacuation advisories remain in effect for the small communities in the area, and forest closures are in effect as well. Smoke and air quality remain a concern. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Although Caltrans will be resurfacing Highway 101 from the Eureka Slough Bridges to the Arcata overpasses, that is just a regular maintenance project, not the expected safety corridor improvement project that will radically change the nature of the corridor. The plans for closing down the intersections and installing overpasses and on-ramps along the route have been in the works for some 12 years and remain in the permitting process, according to Marcella Clem of HCOG.
It was not only local government officials, but our state officials as well. Okay. It was begun as an interim measure because HCOG was working with Caltrans on a permanent fix of the intersection problem there.
It's not just local and state regulators that need to sign off on the project.
There's a national component, and to get that, we need to get what's called coastal consistency from the California Coastal Commission. Now, that's not exactly permitting, because permitting, usually you end up with conditions of approval. Coastal consistency is very high level. It's kind of like a general plan petition that you have before a general plan amendment. And it's showing that the project is consistent with Chapter 3 of the Coastal Act.
The proposal for the project elicited a public outcry, particularly from businesses located along the safety corridor route. And a reminder, you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.